Only the most important news. Today is Friday, the 23rd of August, 2019. It is the 235th day of the year, 130 days remaining until the end of the year, 31 days until autumn begins, 193 days until primaries, and 438 days until presidential elections. The sun rises at 6:33 this morning, sunset at 7:51 tonight. We have 13 hours and 18 minutes of daylight. Solar transit at 1:12, first high tide at 6:17 this morning, next high tide at 5:45 tonight. We have only one low tide of the day, and that'll be at 11:04 this morning. The moon is currently 51% visible, a waning gibbous moon. Will have a new moon on Friday, the 30th of August. Today is Buttered Corn Day, Cuban Sandwich Day, Daffodil Day, Hug Your Sweetheart Day, International Day for Remembrance of the Slave Trade and Its Abolition, Internaut Day, Cheap Flight Day, Sponge Cake Day, Ride the Wind Day, and Valentino Day. Today is also the European Day of Remembrance for Victims of Stalinism and Nazism, or Black Ribbon Day. Today is also National Day for Physicians in Iran and Umhlanga Day in Swaziland. If today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. You get to share birthday cake with Malvina Reynolds, Ernie Brushmiller, Gene Kelly, Barbara Eden, Pete Wilson, Galen Rowell, Keith Moon, Linda Thompson, Rick Springfield, River Phoenix, and Kobe Bryant. On this day in Anno Domini 79, Mount Vesuvius begins stirring on the feast of Vulcan, the Roman god of fire. And in 1939, the United Kingdom captures Hong Kong as a base as it prepares for the first opium war with Qing Dynasty China. Much more up on KLW.org. It's the KLW Almanac. I'm Kevin Vance. You are always welcome to drop me an email to kevin@klw.org. This is 91.7 KALW San Francisco, KALW.org, your local public radio, and the listener-supported community broadcast service of the San Francisco Unified School District. If you have children who attend public school here in the city and county of San Francisco, you may be interested to know what will be served for lunch today in the cafeterias. For most schools, the cheese enchilada, the all-beef cheeseburger, the all-beef burger, the hummus dippers, and chopped lettuce and sliced tomatoes with ranch. Many other schools can also have, depending on what's refreshable, the chef's choice, pepperoni or cheese pizza, hamburger, cheeseburger, yogurt parfait, the Caesar shaker salad, and or the rosemary potatoes. All that being served in San Francisco schools' lunchrooms to the kids today. More information, you can go to sfusd.edu. The BBC's 50 Things is next here on 91.7 KLW. The time is 6:51. An hour of news from the BBC World Service coming up at 2 o'clock. More BBC news later this hour with Top Line at 8:42. Hi, everyone. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local news stories. Another wildfire in Northern California. Once again, Shasta County, close to the city of Redding, 200 miles north of us. This one isn't nearly as large as the Carr fire from last year. It began yesterday afternoon. It so far burned 600 acres, about a square mile. It's being fed by a north wind, 100-degree temperatures, dry grass, brush, and oak trees. 2,000 buildings are threatened. 4,000 people have been evacuated to Shasta College, and firefighters hope the fire will be out by the next few days. More than 24 people in Sacramento have been injured in a light rail train derailment. The Sacramento Regional Transit says the train carrying commuters and a maintenance train collided, and more is being investigated. 13 people were sent to the hospital, and the rest were treated at the scene. None of the injuries were life-threatening. 15 ambulances arrived, and 40 firefighters responded. A captain in Sacramento's fire department says it's the first time in his 19 years on the job he's seen a train accident with so many people injured. And this heartbreaking story out of Alameda, an 87-year-old Holocaust survivor is being evicted from his home of 17 years. His name is Misui Rishin, and he and his late son Yaroslav lived in a small two-bedroom apartment at the Dunes Apartments on Shoreline Drive. They were protected by Section 8 vouchers, which makes it easier for low-income people to pay a reasonable amount of rent. Earlier this month, Mr. Rishin heard from his landlords that they were raising his rent from $2,500 to $3,200 a month. Mr. Rishin, of course, is retired and had to take care of his son, who died of colon cancer recently. Mr. Rishin escaped Nazi occupation of Ukraine in 1941, fled to Uzbekistan. His family emigrated to the United States in 1998. The landlords were reached for comment for this story that originally appeared in The Guardian and SF Gate. They complain that they're not making enough money with subsidized housing, they can't raise rents to market price level, and they can't understand why someone who's sick is entitled to free rent. The Alameda Renters Coalition are holding a rally on Saturday afternoon to defend Section 8 tenants and advocate for efforts to keep people in their homes. Much more up on klw.org, and also my sources of the news come from Associated Press and from SF Gate. Thanks to them. One more hour of Morning Edition from NPR News. Support for NPR comes from the Kauffman Foundation, working together with communities in education and entrepreneurship to create an uncommon solution to empower people to shape their lives and be more successful. More at kauffman.org. Sunny today, 60s and 70s here in the city, 70s and 80s around the bay, southwest winds up to 20 miles per hour in the afternoon. Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance. Time right now is 8:07.